Even as she called to Scourge to help, Mitra was already sprinting toward the far end of the throne room. Scourge hesitated before joining her, taking a moment to survey the situation, memories of his vision of their failure still fresh in his mind. What he saw was not good. Revan was being electrocuted, his body spasming uncontrollably as the Emperor blasted him with dark purple lightning. Revan's astromech launched a jet of flame at the Emperor, freeing Revan, who collapsed to the ground. In retaliation, the Emperor disintegrated the offending droid, strode over to where Revan lay, and picked the vanquished Jedi's lightsaber up off the floor. It all happened in the space of only a few seconds. Mitra was moving fast, but she was too far away to stop the Emperor from eviscerating the prone Jedi at his feet. In desperation, she hurled her lightsaber with a wild sidearm throw, guiding it with the force so that it spiraled end over end to intercept the descending blade, knocking it from the Emperor's grasp and sending it skittering across the floor. Suddenly empty-handed, the Emperor took a quick step back. His attention had been focused solely on Revan. Mitra's trick had caught him by surprise. Scourge realized that if she had aimed at the Emperor instead of the blade, she could have ended his life even as he ended Revan's. But her instincts to save her friend overrode her desire to kill her enemy, and Scourge could only lament the lost opportunity. Mitra was still rushing forward, using the Force to return her lightsaber to her waiting hand. Sensing hesitation and uncertainty in the Emperor as he tried to evaluate the strength and weaknesses of his new foe, Scourge rushed forward to join Mitra and Revan. Mitra had placed herself between the Emperor and Revan, valiantly protecting her wounded friend. As Scourge reached them, Revan managed to stand up again. He reached out with an open palm, and his lightsaber sprang from the floor and into his waiting grasp. The three of them stood side by side, two Jedi and a Sith Lord against the Emperor.
I expected better from you, Lord Scourge.
Scourge wondered if he was stalling for time so his guard could break through the sealed door. There wasn't much chance of that, however. By the time they broke into the throne room, the battle would already be decided, one way or the other.
He has seen the depths of your evil, Revan declared.
He stands with us now.
Then he will die with you as well.
You can't defeat all three of us, Revan said. United, we are stronger than even you.
That remains to be seen.
For Scourge, the universe suddenly seemed frozen in place, as if time itself had stopped. He realized he was at a crux in history. Fate and destiny would be forever altered in the next few moments.